The federal government's push for a single radioactive waste dump is soon to face a critical hurdle. In a few weeks, communities in remote South Australia that have been shortlisted for the site will vote on whether they support one in their area. Ahead of that vote, the Resources Minister Matt Canavan is visiting those towns, meeting locals in Kimber last night. Lexi Metherill reports.
The campaign for a purpose-built radioactive waste facility is entering a crucial stage, and the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, has flown to the proposed sites to give it an extra push.
There is a strong views held on either side of this debate. I don't think that's surprising. If it was easy, the federal government would have resolved this issue probably decades ago.
The three shortlisted sites are in remote South Australia, near the towns of Kimber and Hawker. The minister's trip is timed just weeks before the tiny communities vote on whether to support the sites.
It really now doesn't matter what I think, what others think. It matters what the community thinks here, and I'll be looking forward to seeing that result and ultimately seeing what we do next.
He says no site will be chosen unless there's broad community support for it, but opponents say it's not clear how he'll measure that support. Kimber farmer Rachel Yates has no faith in the process.
I think it was just the ministers just ticking off another box. It's, at least we had some questions and answers publicly at the end, so that was quite good, but it's just a very frustrating process.
But for local Trevor Cliff, it's a matter of the town's economic viability.
When I started farming, there was 240 farms in the district, and now we're down to 90. So my son's just started, so he's looking at 30. Well, that's going to be a pretty quiet community if we haven't got something else to help it along.
Opponents say the towns of just hundreds of people each are now divided. Barry Wakelin was the region's federal Liberal MP for 15 years.
It's a sad time, difficult time for the community, and we, many of us, can't see the benefit of the dump.
The minister wants to make a decision on a site by November. He says it will hold low-level waste and will be a temporary, not permanent, site for intermediate-level waste.
There'll be different criteria for that because it will need to be stored for a lot longer periods. So there'll be different geotechnical needs, different design solutions, so we'll look around the country again.
The Australian Conservation Foundation's national nuclear campaigner, Dave Sweeney, says that exposes the plan as rushed and short-sighted.
The federal government's approach has been to treat it like a regional economic development opportunity, but this is not a Telstra tower. This is not a road upgrade. It is Australia's first purpose-built national radioactive waste facility. It includes material that needs to be isolated for up to 10,000 years. Now, that's serious stuff that requires scrutiny, rigour and evidence.
The Australian Conservation Foundation's national nuclear campaigner, Dave Sweeney, ending Lexi Metherill's report.